The title of our message this morning is, To Boast or Not to Boast? Based on our epistle reading from Galatians 6, especially the 14th verse, which reads, St. Paul speaking, But far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. I encourage you to open up your worship folder and find there the green insert. And on that green insert, you'll find the sermon outline for this morning. Again, our theme, to boast or not to boast. Okay, the day has finally come. It's time to admit it. I know that many of you won't understand. A few of you will probably sit in your pews and shake your heads. But I believe it's time to tell you. I am a fan of country western music. Coming from Alberta 16 years, my cowboy boots are in my closet. I enjoy country western music. And recently I've been thinking about an old country western song sung by a man by the name of Mac Davis. The title of the song is, Lord, It's Hard to Be Humble. The chorus goes like this. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look into the mirror 'cause I get better looking each day. Lord, it's hard to be humble. Most of us smile at those words because even if the words aren't true, we want them to be true. And there was once a lion who thought he was pretty much perfect in every way. He made it his practice to walk through the jungle forest and ask everybody he met, who's the king of the forest? He asked a monkey, who is the king? And the monkey said, Oh, you are the king, perfect in every way. The monkey's opinion was quickly echoed by a giraffe and a zebra who gave the same answer the lion was looking for. But one day the lion stumbled upon an elephant whom he had never met. And the boastful lion shouted, Hey, Tiny, who's the king of the forest? Perfect in every way. Without a word, the elephant with his trunk grabbed the lion by his tail and whipped him around so much that he was as limp as a wet noodle and threw him into the lake. Watching the elephant walk quietly away, with all the self-pride and boasting this wet and dripping lion could muster, he said these words, Just because you don't know the answer doesn't mean you have to get nasty about it. Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. On the first day of school, grade one children come into school bragging and boasting, My dad is stronger than your dad. And when we get to be teenagers or young adults, we have to have the right clothes or shoes so we can boast we fit into the proper crowd. And parents and grandparents play a continual game of boasting. Your children are smart? Ha ha, mine are smarter. Your grandson's a good athlete? Mine's a superstar. And church folks can boast too. Your preacher's good? Ha ha, mine's better. And he preaches 5 minutes faster than yours does. Your building is nice? Oh, our building is nicer. And it's all paid for. Oh, I know some unhappy non-church people. I know some unhappy unbelievers. Too bad they can't be a believer like me, whose life is always happy and peachy. Yeah, right. But then, There are some unbelieving neighbors who might pass by and say, "Oh, that nice church building? It looks good on the outside. But on the inside, those folks are no better than I am. I know Christians who have some pretty big problems, and still they act superior to me." Paraphrasing the song, these people might be saying, "Lord, they ought to be humble because they're imperfect in every way." And there's truth to this evaluation, because on our own, we Christians are not prettier, happier, wealthier, stronger, more physically or mentally fit than other people. You know we're not. Church people have the same struggles and sins as other people. And most of us know that having our name written on a church roster doesn't mean we grow a halo over our head, walk on water, or constantly hum Sunday morning hymns all throughout the week. We are sinners like everybody else, in desperate need of a Savior. The Savior, Jesus Christ. But there is a difference between us, however. And that difference is, we have a Savior. And because of the Holy Spirit's work in our hearts, we have faith in that Savior. And because of our Savior, our sins have been forgiven. And because of Jesus, we have been brought from darkness into the light. We who have been lost have been found, and make no mistake about it, we have peace with God. And none of this has happened because we can boast or brag that we're better than anybody else. These things have only happened because of God's amazing grace given to us in Jesus, our Savior, who at the cross won the victory over death, won the victory over sin, and won the victory over the devil. And He did it for us. This is why St. Paul spoke those words of our sermon text from the epistle reading, Galatians 6:14. Let me say them to you again. St. Paul says, "But far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." So you see, when you see Christians who are satisfied or happy or proud, it's not because we're that good. It is because Jesus is that good. He's our Savior who came to save sinners like us. Because of Jesus' cross and empty grave, we have reason to boast, but never in ourselves. And that's what St. Paul was saying to those early Christians in the church of Galatia. You see, at that time, some other believers who considered themselves super Christians came to those humble Jesus trusting believers in Galatia and told them they weren't good enough and they better start doing a lot of good works to earn God's love. They told them they better shape up or God was going to ship them out. But St. Paul said, "Don't you believe it." Then he turned their eyes off themselves and pointed them to a whole different direction, pointing to the cross where Jesus bore our sins, looking to Jesus' empty grave where death was defeated. St. Paul said, "I am nothing. Jesus is everything. Your good works are nothing. Jesus' sacrifice is everything." And more forcefully, St. Paul told those early believers, just like he's telling us, "Far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." And our dear Heavenly Father, inspiring the words of St. Paul, wants everyone to know that Jesus did for us what we could not do for ourselves. Jesus' perfect life fulfilled God's holy law. His perfect faithfulness defeated the devil. His perfect sacrifice on the cross paid for our sins and for the salvation of the world. Jesus has done it all. And He's done it for us. So we can once again change the words to that song I so wonderfully opened our sermon with. We can change the word to the song and we can now say, "Oh Lord, it's good to be humble since Jesus is perfect in every way." Forget our good works. Forget our fancy church buildings. Forget focusing on anything of ourselves or our own accomplishments. When Christians boast, we boast only in the cross of Christ and His empty tomb. Again, the words of St. Paul, "But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Did you know that in the ruins of ancient Rome, there is a wall with a bit of graffiti on it? It's a cartoon drawing making fun of Jesus and the early Christians. This cartoon that was drawn so many centuries ago shows the body of a man who's crucified. It's supposed to show Jesus on the cross, but there's one notable exception. The man on the cross has the head of a jackass, a donkey. And the cartoon is made complete with the figure of a man standing at the foot of the cross with his hands raised up in worship. And in the language of that day, the caption of this cartoon of graffiti says this: "He worships his God." No matter what the enemies of Christ and His church said then, no matter what the enemies of Christ and His church say now, we are not embarrassed by what happened to Jesus on that cross. On the contrary, we are thankful for it. We are proud of it. We boast in it. And once again, we can change the words of that song with which we began the sermon. "Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when we have a Savior who's perfect in every way." We boast in the cross of Christ. We boast in the cross of Christ. We boast in the cross of Christ. In the mid-1800s, a missionary by the name of Hudson Taylor went to China with his wife. Hudson Taylor was a very humble man and sensitive to other cultures. And while in China, he learned the language and dressed in the common dress of the common people. And he founded what became known as the China Inland Mission. Serving the people of that country, he brought into China 800 missionaries, and through his efforts, blessed by God, in the short years he was there, 18,000 Chinese people became Christian. It was a mighty act of God that did not go unnoticed by people around the world. And one day, at a missionaries' conference in Shanghai, people were talking about Hudson Taylor. They wondered if he became overly proud of the work and what he had done. But they were embarrassed to ask him directly, so they sent his wife to go ask him if he was proud of what he'd done. And he replied, "Proud? Proud about what?" His wife responded, "Well, dear, you know, proud of all the wonderful things you've done in your ministry." To which he replied, and I quote, "I never knew that I had done anything. If I must boast, I will only boast about the cross of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." My friends, today our sermon title has asked this question: to boast or not to boast, may we join Hudson Taylor in echoing the words of St. Paul in Galatians 6:14. But far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen.